my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews on the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. This episode is part two of the interview with Dr. Will Tuttle discussing the boomerang effect. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You can hear part one in the archives at vegansradio.com and also wcuw.org/Vegan Nation. And here's Dr. Will Tuttle.
Well, a boomerang, Marlene, as you know, as everybody knows, you throw it and it comes right back. I mean, that's the basic idea. So the underlying idea of the boomerang effect that I talk about in the World Peace Diet is that whatever seeds we sow, we are going to reap. If we plant carrots, we don't get onions, we get carrots. And so what we're doing, this is so important, if we insist on harming animals routinely and relentlessly and unnecessarily, then the kind of harm that we're inflicting on them boomerangs back on us. But we usually don't see it. We typically don't even have an awareness of how this is happening. For example, we force millions of animals into obesity. We hyper-confine them. We breed them. We have lighting schedules and hormones and growth antibiotics and growth hormones and so forth, all with one thing: to fatten up cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, sheep, goats, all these animals as fast as possible because they're sold by the pound. So we sow the seeds of obesity in these animals and we reap an obesity epidemic. You know, it's like that with so many things. We sow the seeds of osteoporosis in these animals by hyper-confining them and basically depleting them of calcium and of minerals by forcing them to overproduce milk and eggs, and we get an osteoporosis epidemic. So we force it on them, and it happens to us. We force cancer on these animals. These animals are full of cancer, and we get a cancer epidemic. We break their social relationships. We break apart their families. We find sociologists writing about the critical problem that we have in our society of our families breaking. We force medicate them against their will. We're finding now there's more and more discussion of forced medicating human beings. We steal their freedom. We find our freedoms are being eroded faster than ever. So it's very important to understand that this is an ancient spiritual tradition within all ancient wisdom teachings up till today. It's very well articulated within the Christian tradition, the Judaic tradition, the Islamic tradition, the Buddhist and Hindu and Taoist traditions, all the wisdom traditions. Everyone knows that chickens will come home to roost. Whatever we do to others comes back to us. The Golden Rule is a beautiful articulation of that, really. Don't do to others what you would not want to have done to yourself. Do give to others what you would like to have given to you. Now, this basic wisdom, this is the fundamental wisdom that we are basically interconnected with other living beings. And this interconnectedness really should give us a sense of solidarity and of respect and of kindness toward them, because we have a basic sense of empathy. We know what it is to suffer, and so we don't want to suffer ourselves, and we don't like it if we force others to suffer for no reason, unnecessarily. Anyone who has a companion animal like a dog or a cat would be absolutely outraged if someone came along and said, "Well, I'm going to how much can you sell me your dog for? How many? You know, I give you $10 a pound. You know, I want to make dog stew," and we would just be outraged at that. And because we care about that being, and yet every cow, pig, chicken, even fishes are all the subjects of their lives. Their lives and their interests are as important to them as my life and my interests are to me, and we know that in our bones. So for us to be abusing them sexually, physically, stealing their purposes, stealing their lives, stealing their babies, stealing their milk and their eggs and their flesh, and destroying their happiness when it's completely unnecessary, we can get all the nutrients that we need to thrive on a plant-based diet. So when we sow those seeds, they boomerang back. And one of the main ways they boomerang back is in reducing our awareness. We just don't get it. We don't see. and we become, unfortunately, people who have lost our basic sense of self-respect because we refuse to respect others. So if we refuse to respect others and we steal their purposes, we end up losing our self-respect and we end up losing our own purposes. And we find our society now is awash in a lot in a narrative of violence and fear, and the environment's being devastated and our freedoms are being taken away because we are being told that we have to rely on outside forces for our safety and for our health. This is something that we should all really be aware of, that when we work in our lives to take responsibility for our own health and we care about others and we're mindful of our actions, of our relationships, getting plenty of exercise and living a life of purpose and eating foods that are organic and whole and plant-based and healthy, that we have a wonderful foundation for health. And that basic foundation for health is only going to be undermined if I take in toxic chemicals and so forth. And this is what we do to animals. This is the boomerang effect. We force all these animals to be forced medicated, to eat toxic food that's been genetically engineered and is saturated with herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, chemical fertilizers, all those toxic chemicals. These poor animals have to eat that stuff. And we find that then we eat those animals or we eat similar kinds of food, and these animals get sick. And that's profitable for these big corporations, the pharmaceutical industry, the chemical industry, the petroleum industry. And then we eat the same stuff, and we end up in the hospital with diabetes or heart disease or liver disease or kidney disease or osteoporosis or a stroke or Alzheimer's because of these chemicals. And so we become a source of profit for these same industries, the pharmaceutical, medical, chemical, petroleum, banking complex. So again, the whole idea is to realize that we are being manipulated. My father owning a newspaper, I understand very clearly that the media is absolutely controlled by its advertisers. My father had to run newspaper stories that the advertisers would not object to. Because if he ran things that were articles that were critical of the people who are advertising, they would stop advertising and he'd go out of business. So this is what we have to understand very clearly when we partake of any mainstream media narrative. That's why I'm so grateful for this radio station that we're on here. If we listen to NPR, if we tune into NBC, CBS, CNN, BBC. Washington Post, New York Times, you name it, Esquire magazine, all of these, they're all basically the voice of corporate America that's based on dominating and exploiting animals and making profits on destroying ecosystems and enslaving animals and human beings. Also, the more diseases people have, the more money they make, right? They don't make any, they haven't made any money on me in 50 years. And that's the basic truth. So I haven't been to a pharmaceutical, and it's not just me. There's millions of people that are similar, that are taking responsibility for their health, eating a healthy plant-based way of diet and way of eating, taking responsibility for the quality of our consciousness, of our relationships. And this is what we're really required to do, I think, as human beings who are serious about spiritual and intellectual clarity and growth. Not to just say, okay, well, I give up all my power and all my understanding and all my ability and just go take a chemical drug from a doctor. Because that's forsaking our responsibility. And I think we can learn from these things we call disease. This is something that is very important to understand, that a disease is an attempt by the body to cleanse itself from these toxins. If I ever, occasionally I'll get a cold, I have a runny nose or a sore throat, the last thing I would do would be to run to the pharmacy and get a pharmaceutical drug. That would just stop the cleanse, right? It would stop it. It takes care of the symptom. It removes the symptom, but that's actually a good thing. If I'm cleaning the house, there's some dust coming out and so forth. That's good, right? That's how we clean. There's so many chemicals. There's 85,000 chemicals that have been approved by the EPA to be spewed into our environment. So our bodies need to cleanse. And then we call it a flu or a cold or something. and try to stop it, say it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We're cleaning out, and we should let it happen. So we have to really question everything in the cultural narrative, especially about food, especially about animals, and especially about disease. And that, I think, is the key thing, because otherwise this boomerang effect of the violence going towards animals and the ignorance that we cultivate to not know about it boomerangs back, and we ourselves become herded like the animals. We herd them, and pretty soon we're herded. We're force medicated. We lose our rights. We're forced to do the same things that these animals are forced to do. We lose our dignity. These animals strip away their dignity. These beautiful, magnificent cows, these animals lived in nature for millions of years, celebrating their lives, and now they're reduced to living in cages by human beings. When we put them in cages, we're going to end up in cages ourselves. And we have to understand that very clearly, especially now. We have 10,000 years of herding animals, and now the fruits are coming, and the chickens, as they say, are coming home to roost, and the fruits are ripening. It's absolutely essential that we as individuals stop abusing animals, stop paying for people to abuse animals, and question all the official narratives in our society.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tuttle. And speaking of that, with the media, what is happening with censorship 2021?
Well, yes, that's that's another long. But basically, I'll just be very brief about this. I mean, what we're seeing, I think, today is the most blatant form of censorship that we've ever seen in the United States, ever. I mean, it's gotten to the point now where in almost anyone who writes anything or speaks up in any way against a very narrowly defined narrative about what is happening in the world is just disappeared off of Facebook and other social media sites, will never be allowed to speak up in mainstream media at all, will just be ignored. And beyond that, health professionals, for example, are censored. I mean, they lose their jobs. This happens all the time when you have doctors. This has happened. The American frontline doctors stepped up and made a huge, it wasn't big, I mean, it was just a very basic press conference showing that there's these alternatives that work very well on the pandemic, on the symptoms and so forth, and make it go away. The doctors have been using this very successfully. It became the number one most popular video in 24 hours on YouTube, and then bam, it was just disappeared, and some of the main doctors lost their jobs at the hospitals. They were fired.
We're listening to Dr. Will Tuttle via Skype in Northern California. Dr. Tuttle is the author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. He's also a composer and pianist, and at the start of the show, we heard his song, To Be Free. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Tuttle.
Hey, this is Don on In the Tradition every other Monday from 7 to 9 here on WCUW 91.3 FM and serving the entire universe at www.wcuw.org. In the Tradition, we play folk music, we play country music, we play every kind of music that comes from the people. Join me. Have some fun.
Music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Hi, this is Grace Kelly of the Grace Kelly Quintet. You're listening to WCUW, Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, and online at wcuw.org.
Welcome back from the break. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, Massachusetts. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Will Tuttle via Skype in Northern California. We're discussing the boomerang effect and the current global crisis.
There's been people who've lost their medical licenses. The doctor in Oregon, for example, he had his MD certification taken away just because he did honest research with his clients showing, and it was published, that unvaccinated children are basically much healthier than vaccinated children. I mean, that research has never been done. We've never done that research because they don't want to know about that. So this doctor did that research. He just, you know, he had a lot of both vaccinated and unvaccinated children. And he just said, look, here it is. Here's the statistics, and had tables and published it in a journal, and was promptly censored and by the AMA and lost his medical license. So there's, you know, massive amount of censorship. And it really starts early on. You know, if I know how it is. I have a PhD. And going through the process of going through the educational process is in itself a form of censorship. I learned going through that if you want to get that degree, you've got to be able to show the powers that be that you can think the way they want you to think. They won't give it to you if they think you're going to be someone who's subversive to their power and to their system. And so the doctors who are going through, for example, getting their MDs, for the most part, they're taught very little about nutrition, very little about vaccinations. They're just taught how to follow protocols and how to diagnose things and how to give out drugs and do procedures, because that's where the money is. They're taught to do that. This whole system has been put into place. And so there's a very subtle form of censorship all the way up in training, in higher education. Journalists learn the same thing in newspapers broadcast journalists as well, that you better not investigate certain things. You better, if you do, it's not going to, you'll probably lose your job. It's not going to be ever allowed to be published. So censorship pervades our entire educational system, our media system, our governmental system. We are taught basically things that are just not true about the nature of our relationship with each other, and anyone who tries to question that, their voice is either ignored or is shut down violently. And we have a situation now where there's this struggle going on with lots of alternative media, where people are expressing their views there, and so now we have this bifurcation in our society between the people who believe the mainstream media and the people who never believe the mainstream media, and this huge division is growing in our society, which is, I think, quite dangerous, because it's like it creates these two opposing factions that completely can't even talk to each other, because they read different, they just get different news, they have different perceptions of the world based on the information they're getting. So it's really important for us to cultivate critical thinking, for us to question the official narrative in our own mind as well, and to really understand that historically, when someone is censoring something, it's because what they're censoring is truth. They're censoring something that they don't want people to know. If it was just lies and craziness, they wouldn't censor it. So that's really important to understand. What's being censored are the very things that are being covered up. Like, for example, that there are many alternatives to the vaccine, for example, that's being rolled out for COVID, and you could not have it's not allowed. You're not allowed to have a vaccine, according to the FDA, if there's medicine that will work instead of the vaccine. So there's plenty of these things that have been shown to work, a whole bunch of different things, but that's all been suppressed. So this kind of censorship, it has a reason, and it's being done by the pharmaceutical industry. And I'll just close with this point, which is that the pharmaceutical industry, since 1986, when the Vaccine Injury Act was passed and it took away all liability from the pharmaceutical industries for their vaccines, so now, since that time, the number of vaccines that children get has increased from about 5 or 6, like when I was a kid, to about 50, 60 vaccines, which are devastating, really, to people's health, in my opinion. And not just my opinion, but you can see the results of this. But this has led to massive increase in wealth of these pharmaceutical companies, and they've used that money to buy out the media and to buy out both the Democratic and the Republican Party, especially the Democratic Party, and to push their agenda of more and more vaccines and profits and control on the whole United States population, and really the whole, and it's worldwide, actually. The money they have, the billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars goes a long way towards buying the media narrative and buying the FDA and the CDC and all these governmental agencies as well. And so, again, the system has been building for many decades, and now it's in place.
Yes, yes, it is. And thank goodness for the vegan revolution happening. I hope it will manifest sooner than later, a vegan paradigm on this planet.
I think it's happening. I mean, people are learning, they're growing, they're questioning, they're awakening out of the mainstream narrative, and I think it's really important to not only for the food and animals, but also for the medical, because the pharmaceutical industry makes huge profits on medications for animals. Most people don't realize that there's over 10,000 different drugs and hormones, antibiotics, that have been approved to be used on cows and pigs and chickens. So they're making hundreds of billions of dollars of profits selling all these pharmaceuticals onto these millions of animals who are hyper-confined in horrible conditions and just force-medicated over and over and over again. And then people eat the flesh and secretions of these animals and get all the diseases I mentioned earlier, diabetes and everything. So they need their medications, right? So then the pharmaceutical industry makes all these profits on sick people who are sick because they're eating these animals and animal foods. And then goes even further than that with the boomerang effect, because these poor animals are living in psychological terror and fear and despair and anxiety, just driven into insanity by the horrible hyper-confinement and fear and pain that they're forced to endure. And we have now the pharmaceutical industry making record profits for drugs for the same thing, for humans, people who are depressed and anxious and have insomnia and so forth. So again, as we sow, so shall we reap. And who's really reaping, though, is the pharmaceutical industry, and they're using those profits to then even imprison more animals and human beings into these behaviors that imprison us. So it's very important to understand the Trojan horse idea, that when someone comes along and seems to be your friend and is happy to give you all these things for your own good, you think, and they say, to question it. You know, the Greeks did that to the Trojans, to the people of Troy, and they gave them this wonderful horse, and they didn't realize, the people of Troy, that horse had one purpose, which was to destroy them. And we have to really understand that this is the same situation we have here. Cows and pigs and chickens they're taken care of for a while, but at a certain point, then they're sent off to slaughter. That's the purpose. And we have to realize that in many ways we're in the same situation now. We are being, unfortunately, we're giving away our power to these industries that only care about profit and control. And we have to question everything, because if we don't, our children are going to be inheriting an earth and a society that is dystopian, really. I mean, we have a dystopian future that we have planned for millions of cows and pigs and chickens, right? I mean, that's what we've planned for them. So why is it that we think that we should not have a dystopian future for ourselves if we're forcing others to be in a dystopian future? We have to really plan a beautiful future for all living beings, for cows and pigs and chickens, for ecosystems, for our children, and live in a way that makes that a possibility by being kind and loving to each other, taking responsibility for our health, safeguarding our basic freedoms of speech, of assembly, of religion, of informed consent, of bodily autonomy, and safeguard that for us as human beings, and safeguard that for the animals, because we're in this, essentially, as everyone likes to say, we're in this together. It's true, we are in this together. And the way we live our lives as individuals is really the most important thing, as a living beacon of shining light, of kindness and love for others. That's the only way forward for us now. I think more than ever, we can see this is really a critical time that we're in.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. And we're coming to a close in the interview. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Thank you so much, Marlene. I just want to thank you for this opportunity. I want to thank everyone for all of us, really, for doing our best to question, I'll say it again, question the official narratives in our society, understanding that they are being propelled by a very powerful consortium of special interests working toward what's being called a Great Reset, which is essentially to even further consolidate power in the hands of a tiny elite. And what that means, really, it's the same thing with animal agriculture. You have a situation in animal agriculture where you can have just five guys, five cowboys. They don't even have to be very capable, but they can herd 500 cows or sheep just by spooking them, right? By scaring them. They make loud sounds and they whack them and so forth. And they can, these five guys could herd 500 cows right into a chute, right into a, to go to a slaughterhouse. And they do it because by just scaring them, you know. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to just be scared by a few people to all go into a chute. That's not in our best interest. We are much more beautiful and creative and adventurous and loving and aware than that. We shouldn't allow ourselves to have our liberties and freedoms and rights taken away, and we should do that especially by extending those liberties and rights and freedoms to these beautiful animals that we share this earth with, and then we'll be worthy to have that for ourselves.
Thank you. And can you leave your contact information and also the great work of your wife, Madeline, Madeline's Intuitive Cooking?
Sure. Yeah, so worldpeacediet.com, www.worldpeacediet.com, or Will Tuttle also works, willtuttle.com. That's our website. And if you go there, we'll be happy to be in touch with you if you're interested in our videos that we have of our food forest, of Madeline's cooking, of our music and art and lectures and interviews. And there's essays that I write, books. We have about, I don't know, 6 or 7 books there. The World Peace Diet is the main one, but we have other books on meditation, on intuition development, on Buddhism, on social justice, on music and meditation and so forth. So we're happy to be in touch with people. We have a schedule there also of upcoming events, and we're hoping to be able to do some more. So that's a good place, I think, to stay in touch with us.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's been an honor to be able to join with you, Marlene, and thank you again for this wonderful program. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com, which also includes part one of Dr. Will Tuttle's interview. Let's go out with a freedom song by the Sugars. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts wishing you a good day.